18th of Kislev, Monday the 16th of December, Rabbi Yeshaya Stroh. Who can join a minyan? Today's Start of the Day at Torah Way is sponsored by family Engelman, Le'iru Nishmas, Isaac Yitzchok Yehoshua. Yehuda.
Yehuda.
Yehuda, I can't read my writing. Isaac Yitzchok Yehuda, Ben Avram Moshe, Engelman of Antwerp, Zechel Vrocha.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I'd like to add that it could be that the person who spoke, the Chasna, and he said the same thing again because he saw the last time the one listening. So the subject I'd like to speak about today, as was announced, is about who is able to join the minyan. And it's something which is very practical, very nagia. Obviously, I'm not speaking halacha lemaisa, but once a subject comes up, obviously, it'll bring us different situations which we can think about. There's a chaya odom, where the chaya odom has a sofek. The chaya odom is mistapek if we have six people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. Is it possible to take four people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah in order to lane again? That's a sofek of the chaya odom. The Chayodom says, why should Kriyas HaTorah be different to any other halacha where we find we can daven, say Kaddish, we can say Bolchu, we can make Chazor Shat, say Kedusha, even though there are four people who have already davened? Says the Chayodom that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyvas Tzibu. It's something where the whole Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is only if we have 10 people to lane, then we can have Kriyas HaTorah. So says the Chaya Odom, it could be that this whole halacha that we say that we can add four people who are not davening with us, that's only because every single person is actually mechuyev to daven. Every single person is mechuyev to daven, so it's possible to take four people who have already davened in order to be able to make a minyan. But Kriyas HaTorah is a choiva which is on the tzibur.
Are you talking about minyan or lining, or both?
Laning in a minion. You need to have a minion to lane. So we're talking about both. Yeah. So says the Chaya Odom, it could be that by Kriyas HaTorah we need to have 10 people who have not yet heard Kriyas HaTorah, and we can't use 4 people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah. Or maybe Kriyas HaTorah is the same as any other halacha. That's what the Chaya Odom, the sofik of the Chaya Odom. The Orcha Shulchan does not bring the Chaya Odom, but the Orcha Shulchan brings. There's a Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel. The Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel says something which is brought down in the Morgen Avraham, which is very unclear. It says in the Mishpatei Shmuel that if we went to shul and there was Kriyas HaTorah, it says in the Mishpatei Shmuel we cannot take the Sefer Torah out again to lain. That's what it says in the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel. We've lained Kriyas HaTorah as the Sefer Torah. We cannot take the Sefer Torah out again in order to lain. So the Prima Gon says, I don't understand. What's the problem? We lane from the Sefer Torah, we need to lane again. Let's take Sefer Torah out. Says the Prima Godim, there's a problem. Says some people who saw the first Kriyas HaTorah, and now they see we're taking out the Sefer Torah again, they might think that there was a problem, we're taking out a different Sefer Torah. And the first Sefer Torah we took out might be possible. So people are going to say there's a pagam in the first Sefer Torah, so therefore we're taking out a second Sefer Torah. That's what it says in the Prima Godim. That's to explain the strange words of what it says in the Mishpatei Shmuel. It says, oh, Hashulchan doesn't make sense. People know, you took out Sefer Torah, we need to take Sefer Torah out again because we need to learn a second time. We're taking out Sefer Torah. Well, people start thinking there was a problem. It says, oh, Hashulchan, that the Mishpatei Shmuel is coming to tell us a different halacha completely. He's saying, he's talking about a situation where we had Kriyas HaTorah, and there are people who were not there during Kriyas HaTorah. People came late, and they want to lane. They came late, and they didn't take Kriyas HaTorah. Now they want to lane. Says the Orcha Shulchan, we're talking about, we have six people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, and they want to take four people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah, in order to lane for themselves. Says the Orcha Shulchan, that the Mishpatei Shmuel is coming to tell us that you cannot take out the Sefer Torah again in order to lane for six people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. For Kriyas HaTorah, there's a halacha that we need 10 people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. So once again, the Chaya Odom is mistapek. Can six people who need to hear Kriyas Torah take four people to hear Kriyas Torah or not? Is it a choiva, which is, since it's a choiva tzibur, we need to have 10 people who are chayev or not? The Orach HaShulchan says that from the Mishpat Shmuel that we cannot do such a thing. You have to have 10 people who need to hear Kriyas Torah. That's what it says in the Orach HaShulchan. Mitzad Sheni, the Biur HaLocha says the exact opposite. The Biur HaLocha brings that it says, he brings from a Goyin Echot. I don't know if there's another Biur HaLocha anywhere who says something b'shem Goyin Echot. This Goyin Echot I heard was Reb Chaim Mibrisk. That's why I heard that's what they said. This Goyin Echot is Reb Chaim Mibrisk. But the Biur HaLocha brings that it says in the Gemara Megillah it says that Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmanoi, we need a minion. It says, Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmanoi, we need a minion. There's one man d'omu who's choylek, b'zmanoi and shaloi b'zmanoi, but the Gemara says, Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmanoi, on Yudalet, on Tesvov, on Shushan Purim, we need to have a minion. That's what it says in the Gemara. Comes along the Baal HaMoed, and the Baal HaMoed says, you should know, that even though it says in the Gemara that Kriyas HaMegillah needs to have a minion, it's not b'dieved. It's only lechatchila. Lechatchila, to lay in the Megillah, you need to have a minion. But if you don't have a minion, you can lay the Megillah by yourself. You don't need to go crazy to find the minion. That's what it says in the Baal HaMoed. Says the Baal HaMoed, I have a raya. Says the Baal HaMoed. It says in the Mishnah, we all know the Megillah, Mishnah Megillah. It's one of the famous Mishnayos, which everyone knows. Mishnah says that there are a few things, Ein, Purim Neshama, Vein Oimdim Lifnei Ateivo, Vein Koyin Batoyer, Vein Oisin Kapayim, Vein. The Mishnah brings a whole list of things which you cannot do if you don't have 10 people. Says the Baal HaMoed, which is Mishnah is in Maseches Megillah. Why does the Mishnah not bring Halachos of Megillah? Why does the Mishnah not say, Ein Koyin Es HaMegillah, B'Pochos Me'aso? It does not say that in the Mishnah, okay? That's what the Baal HaMoed says. Why is it not written in the Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is in Maseches Megillah. It should say, Ein Koyin B'Megillah, B'Pochos Me'aso. It could think about everything in Mishnah HaMegillah. Says the Baal HaMoed, we see from here, that Kriyas HaMegillah ba'asor is only lechatchila. If you don't have a minion, you can learn it by yourself. So Chazon HaShatz, you cannot do without a minion. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot do without a minion. But Megillah, lechatchila, you need a minion. You don't have a minion, you can learn it without a minion. That's what it says in the Baal HaMoed. Comes along, the Ramban says, there's no raya. It could be that the Mishnah cannot write this halacha Ein Koyin Es HaMegillah B'Pochos Me'aso. Why? Says the Baal HaMoed that this Mishnah is telling us things that you have to have 10 people who are davening, for example. You need 10 people who are saying, who are going to daven Kedusha. Or 10 people who are going to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. By Megillah, you don't need 10 people who need to learn the Megillah. It could be one person needs to learn the Megillah. He'll take another 9 people in order to listen, and he'll learn the Megillah, but they've already heard, or they're not interested in him, they want a different Balkei, whatever reason could be. By Megillah, you only need one person will need to take 9 people in order for himself to learn the Megillah. Masha'ein Kein, Kriyas HaTorah, Chazor HaShatz, Kedusha, Kaddish, all these things, which are written in the Mishnah, there you need 10 people who are Bnei Chiyuva, who want to daven, or Al Kolponim, 6. There you need 10 or Al Kolponim, 6. So the Mishnah in the Megillah, which writes the whole list of things which you need 10 people or 6, does not write Megillah, because Megillah, it's even if one person is Mechuyav Megillah, he can take another 9 people. That's what it says in the Ramban. So it could be, says Ramban, you do need a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not right to write in the Mishnah. Says about Biur HaLocha B'Shem, this Goyin Echot, we see from here that by Kriyas HaTorah, the Ramban says, we need 10 Oy Al Kolponim Sheish. Says about Biur HaLocha, we see from here that by Kriyas HaTorah, you do not need 10 Bnei Chiyuva, even if only 6 people need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, it's enough, and you can take another 4 people today in Kriyas HaTorah. So once again, we have three tzdodim. I mean, not three tzdodim. Two tzdodim and a chsofik. The chayodim v'stapik. The Orach HaShulchan says, you need to have 10 people to listen to who are chayiv Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't have 10 people who are chayiv, you cannot learn. The Bi'ur Halacha says the opposite, that even if you have six people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, they can take another four people who have heard Kriyas HaTorah, and they can name. Ad Kan, these are the three shittas. The question is, there's a Halacha in Hilchis Tainis. In Hilchis Tainis it says that when we lain Vayichal, we need on a fast day 10 people who are fasting. So it says in the it doesn't say in the Shulchanoch. Shulchanoch says about Aneinu. But the Mishnah Berurah says Hu Adin Vayichal. It says we can only say Aneinu in Chazoras HaShatz if we have 10 people who are fasting. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, and where did the Noisei Kelim in the Shulchanoch, that to lain Vayichal we need 10 people who are fasting. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If the fast day is a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, which are days where we do not have Kriyas HaTorah, we don't have Kriyas HaTorah, so the Kriyas HaTorah is only because of the fast day, we need to have 10 people who are fasting. But if the fast day is a Monday or Thursday, where in any case we have Kriyas HaTorah, so if you've got 6 people who are fasting, since in any case we need to learn Kriyas HaTorah, so the question is, should we learn now Kriyas HaTorah of the fast? Or should we learn Kriyas HaTorah of the Monday or the Thursday? So since you have 6 people who are fasting and everyone actually needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so we can learn Kriyas HaTorah Vayichal. But if the fast day is a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday or Friday, or Monday and Thursday during Mincha, says the Mishnah Berurah, we cannot learn Vayichal unless we have 10 people who are fasting. The question is, we see from here that you need to have 10 people who are mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah. So according to Aruch HaShulchan says, we need to have 10 people, so it's right to Aruch HaShulchan. But the Bi'ur Halacha himself, he paskens, that for Kriyas HaTorah it's enough to have 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. It can be mitzvah of another 4 people. So what is the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and a fast? Why is it by a fast need 10 people who are fasting? Masha'in came by. A normal Kriyas HaTorah, it says in the Bi'ur Halacha that we can take 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah and join 4 people who have heard Kriyas HaTorah. That is a question which we're placing today. And I'd like to bring a Yesod which is very Noigea. Okay, we'll go to a different subject and then we'll come back. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, let's start off, it says in the Gemara that a koton, a child, can be mitzvah to a minion. So in the Gemara it's not clear, but Bepashtos it says in the Gemara that a koton, if you have a koton, you can be mitzvah in a minion. The Gemara is speaking about Zimun. That you can be mitzvah a koton to make a Zimun. But the Gemara continues and speaks about Eved, and the Gemara speaks about Davening, that Eliezer was freed his Eved in order to have a minion. But the Gemara asks, we see that you can't be mitzvah and Eved, and the Gemara said, no, you had 2 Avodim. So one he let free, and the other one he had. So that's the Gemara speaking about Davening. But in any case, we in the Shulchan Aruch it says, Lemaisa, Halacha, Lemaisa, Lemaisa, we cannot be mitzvah a child in order to make a minion. Halacha, Lemaisa, and I don't know minhokim, different things, but what it says in the what we paskan, the pastors, is we cannot make a cotton become the 10th one of a minion. Okay, that's one halacha. We've got a second halacha that says in the Shulchan Aruch, someone who's sleeping, they can be mitzvah to a minion. If you have 9 people who are davening, you've got 1 person who is sleeping, this person who is sleeping can be the 10th, and it's considered you have a minion. That's one halacha. The next halacha is, if you have 9 people, and you've got 1 person who's in the middle of davening, you have 9 people, for example, we'll talk about Chazoras HaShatz, which is the easiest situation. We want to start Chazoras HaShatz. You have 9 people, and there's 1 person who's davening, and Baruch Hashem, he's davening for long, and people have to run out, and it's Tilchat Tzibur, whatever. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you have 9 people, you can be mitzarif, a person who's davening, in order to make a minion. So there's 2 halachas. A person who's sleeping can be mitzarif. A person who is davening can be mitzarif to a minion. Mitzad Sheini, we have a separate halacha, where it says, In Hilchis Aninus, it says in the Ramah that if someone is an Oinin, it says in the Ramah, an Oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs. He doesn't need to daven, doesn't make brachas, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. But it says in the Ramah that even though he's potter from davening, he's allowed to go to shul. an oinein is allowed to go to shul. But says the Ramah, but since he can't daven, so ma toeles yesh loy lalechas l'beisat neses. What benefit does he have to go to shul? It says in the Ramah, an oinein can go to shul, he's allowed to go to shul, but there's no toeles for him to go to shul. Ask the achroinim, what do you mean there's no toeles? I've got toeles for the oinein. Let there be, say there's a shul where there's 9 people, and they need a minion. Let the oinein go to shul and help them make a minion. What do you mean there's no toeles? There's a toeles that he can help them make a minion. Without saying omein. So say the achroinim, and it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah Paskens to Halacha, says the achroinim, an oinein is not mitztaref to a minion. So we've got 4 cases. A cotton is not mitztaref. A yoshin is mitztaref. Someone who's davening is mitztaref. An oinein is not mitztaref. What is the rule? Why is an oinein worse than someone who's sleeping? A person who's sleeping maybe does answer, but an oinein and a yoshin nechoira, they're the same dargo. Why should we say an oinein no, someone who's sleeping yes? Right. So here we see the yosoid. Right, so cotton is not mitztaref. So here we see the yosoid which is being brought up, that in order to for someone to be able to join, to be part of the minyan, it has to be someone who's a ben chiyuv. Only someone who's a ben chiyuv is possible to be mitztaref to a minyan. A cotton is not a ben chiyuv. Someone who's sleeping, he is a ben chiyuv. Someone who's davening is a ben chiyuv. An oinein is not a ben chiyuv. So in order for someone to join a minyan, it has to be someone who's ben chiyuv. I would like to bring up another point because it's very nogea, and then we'll come back. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that someone who's sleeping, someone who's davening, they can be mitztaref to the minyan. Okay, once again, I'm not speaking halacha lemaisa, but it's very, very halacha lemaisa. It says in the Morgan Avrom, he brings the Maharal Chaviv. Maharal Chaviv says, if it says in the Shulchan Aruch someone who's sleeping or someone who's davening can join the minyan, who are din? If you have 2 people who are sleeping, 3 people who are sleeping, or 4 people who are sleeping, or davening, they can also join the minyan. That's what the Morgan Avraham brings from the Maharal Chaviv. That if you have 6 people who are davening and 4 people who are shluffing, they can all join together and you have a minyan. That's what it says in the Maharal Chaviv. The Morgan Avraham says no. Morgan Avraham says that the only reason why someone who's sleeping, we can make him part of the minyan, is because, so it says in the Rishonim, because someone who's sleeping, loy gora mi koton. He's not worse than a child. Like it says in the Gemara, as he said before, that a child could be mitztaref to a minyan. So even though we, the halacha lemaisa, we don't allow a child, but someone who's sleeping, we allow him to join the minyan. That's what it says in the Rishonim. Says the Morgan Avraham, how many children, if we say children can join a minyan, how many children can join a minyan? Only one. So if so, says the Morgan Avraham, only one person who's sleeping can join the minyan. The Maharal Chaviv says no. 4 people who are sleeping can join the minyan. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is that the Maharal Chaviv holds that we have a rule. If we have 10 Jewish people together, we have 10 people, Hashchina Sharia, the Shechina is there. So therefore, in order to say Kedusha, we need the Shechina. In order to have the Shechina, even with 4 people who are sleeping, I don't know why, but the Shechina is here. But still, we have 4 people who are sleeping, we have 6 people who are davening, we are able to say Kedusha because the Shechina is here. That's what the Maharal Chaviv holds. The Mishnah Berurah, the Morgan Avraham holds, that's not the reason. The reason is the etzem that we have to have 10 people who are davening. But if we have someone who's roy to daven, One person who's roi to daven, kol oy lebila ein bila makeres. He's roi to daven. So even if he's not davening, that's enough in order to consider him a ben chiyuv, and it's enough in order for daven. So someone who's sleeping, he's roi to daven. You wake him up. Someone who's davening, he'll finish davening, so he's roi to daven. An oinein is not roi to daven. A child is considered not roi till he grows up, so he's considered not roi. But Al Koponim says the Mogen Avraham, if so, only one can be mitzvah, because it's enough one people, because you need to add some 10 people are davening. If you have one person who's roi to daven, you can be mitzvah of him. Masha Ein Kein, the Maral Chaviv says you don't need 10 people davening or roi to daven. You need 10 people in order for the Shechina to be there. You have 10 people for the Shechina to be there, then it's enough 6 people are davening. That's Al Koponim, the Machlikas. But Al Koponim, we already can understand the answer to the question we asked. We asked, why is it that on a fast day you need 10 people fasting? Masha Ein Kein, on a normal weekday, it's enough 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and you can be Mitzvah 4 people. The answer is that we need, in order to have a minyan, we need people who are Bnei Chiyuv. So on a normal weekday, you have 10 people, even though 4 people heard Kriyas HaTorah, they're Mechuyav of the Kriyas HaTorah, they've been Yoytzer the Chiyuv, but they're considered Bnei Chiyuv. Since they are considered Bnei Chiyuv, so they can be mitzvah to the minyan. Masha Ein Kein on a fast day, which is a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, since people who are not fasting are not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah, if they're not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah, they cannot be mitzvah to the minyan. Now you ask a question why not, and we'll speak about it. But since they are not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah on the day when they're not fasting, if they're not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah, they cannot be mitzvah to minyan. Mr. Burton's asking a question, which it needs to be answered. But that's a question not on me, it's a question on the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it that on a fast day, someone who's not fasting cannot hear, it's not mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah? We understand on a fast day that someone who's not fasting cannot say aneinu, because it can't say b'yom shem tani seinu, because it's not fasting. But why is it that someone who's not fasting does not need to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Yom Kippur, someone who's not fasting is mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah. And someone who needs to be mechal Shabbos for whatever reason it is, he's mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Why is it on a fast day, someone who's not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah, and someone who's not fasting is not mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah? So the answer is that's what I heard once from Reb Chaim Kamil. He said like this, it says in Rashi, and I don't remember the Rashi by heart, but Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says that there's a bris that on a fast day, the shloish esrei midos einon choizos reikom. There's a bris on a fast day, there's Yudkim Umidus Enon Choizos Reikom. That's what it says in Rashi, B'yoyim Tzoyim Tani Seino, the Yudkim Umidus Enon Choizos Reikom. The Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day is to say the Yudkim Umidus. And there's a thing, if a person's fasting, then Enon Choizos Reikom. If someone's not fasting, then he doesn't have that milah, so he's not considered Kriyas Bukhuyav Kistur. That's why I once heard from Reb Chaim Kamil.
B'yoyim Tani Seino for the Korah.
Right. That's an about Aneinu, right. But I'm saying, but we passed in the Maaseh, it doesn't say Aneinu because of this problem. So it's true what you're saying, and I don't know how to answer that.
The bris of the Yud Gimel Midos is not only for people who are fasting. Where does it say that?
It says in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. So I'm saying what I heard from Reb Chaim Kamil. I saw the Rashi inside, but I'm saying that's why I once heard. Baal Koponim, what's a Nafka Mina, and it's Nafka Mina also, which we need to know. It often happens that people go to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov. And it often happens that people go to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov and they don't have a minyan for Yom Tov Sheni. That also happens. And they want to daven, and let's say it's a family of 7 people and they've got 7 men, or they found a second family and they have 7 people, and now they want to daven a Yom Tov davening. And the daven Yom Tov davening b'yechidus is not so
geschmack.
That's it. So he wants to daven a Yom Tov davening, and so he wants to take another 3 Israelis. You pay them 25 shekel, they'll come, no problem. Okay, so you want to make a minyan on Yom Tov Sheni, can you have 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 chutznikim davening on Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael and making a minyan? There's a whole big balagan in the poiskim. Avel Yosef, Avshem Zalman, and other poiskim. I remember when I was a bocha, I used to be a chutznik, and we wanted to make a minyan in our yeshiva, and we made a minyan, and it wasn't, we were only 6 people, and we took 4 Israelis, And so we did. We did ask, but we did it. And I remember then I saw that the Moshe Sternbuch brings the same of Chaim Mibrisk as well, that you cannot take people to be mitzvah. We couldn't understand why not, and what's the problem. So we did. We were a new poskim, and so we decided we can, and it worked out. We got through it. So, but in any case, I saw that Avshalom Zalman did say you can. Rav Yosef said you can't. But what was the makor? The makor was this halacha: if by a fast day you need 10 people who are fasting, and you can't be mitzvah other people who are not fasting, who are din beyom tovsheni. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, not Mokhuyev Kriyasatera. So you cannot be Metzayev Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What was that? If it's Chol HaMoed, the Mokhuyev for Aliyahs, so I don't know. But talking about Yom Tov Shavuos, I was talking about that. I'm not Shavuos. People don't go away on Pesach and Sukkot. So it says that we cannot because we need a Asor Bnei Chiyuv like a fast day.
That's, if second day Yom Tov is Monday or Thursday?
Right, so then we got to, but let me bring up one more interesting question about what you're saying, which is very again. It's Meduyuk in the Mishnah. I said it before. It's written in the Mishnah book that we can only be Mitzayah if people are not fasting on a Monday or Thursday during Shachris. But Monday and Thursday during Mincha, we need 10 people who are fasting. Now, it happens, I see a lot in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what happens here. But I see it very often. You have a flight coming to Eretz Yisrael on Thursday, so the people are on the plane, and we land at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We left America the day before. We land in Eretz Yisrael, and on the plane, El Al do not supply a Sefer Torah. And we've got at least 50 Frum Yidden on the plane. We didn't take Kriyas HaTorah. So we get there, let's go to Shul and make Kriyas HaTorah. And I had it with the Rebbe Mivishnitz, and I've had the different things in India. Now, we're davening Mincha now, we're not davening Shachris, we're davening Mincha, and now during Mincha we're going to make Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is, are we allowed to do it? What can I say? Maisim Shebechol Yom, that people do it. The question is, Im Kain, why do we not say the same halacha on a fast day, which is on Monday or Thursday during Mincha? Why don't we say that Be'etzem, everyone's Bechuyuv Kriyas HaTorah because it's Monday, there's no halacha to lane in Shachris. You can lane in Mincha. Normal thing is to lay in Shachris. You don't have to say to lay in Shachris. Lay in Mincha. So if it's a fast day, on Monday, we say, during Shachris, you have 6 people who are fasting, you can be Mitzayah, 4 people who are not fasting. Why do we not say the same thing in Mincha? You have 6 people on a Monday who are fasting, you can take 4 people who are not fasting. If we can name Kriyas HaTorah during Mincha, let's take 4 people who are not fasting. And this is a very stark question, which I understand from this, you saw it, about Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day. That Kriyas HaTorah during Shachris is a normal Kriyas HaTorah, like you have a Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos as Kriyas HaTorah. But the Kriyas HaTorah during Mincha on a fast day, that's not a normal Kriyas HaTorah. We already learned in Shachris. The Kriyas HaTorah in Mincha during a fast day is part of the Mincha. It's part of the, it says in the Mishnah that they went and downed in the street, they took the Ona Kodesh out, and they didn't. It was a whole different sort of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the tefillah of the tzoim to have the Kriyas HaTorah during Mincha. So that's why for Mincha we have to have 10 people fasting. That I think Lani Ostaiti. Shokoyach for listening. It's a pleasure coming. Have a beautiful day.